improvise and you haven't got the right stuff and things go wrong. And
yeah, I often think I made a really bad mistake once of trying to impress a lady by cooking. I told
I've
her
tried
I was
to
great
impress
cook.
Ladies as well. It's always been a mistake.
And I've been telling her I was a great cook, and I sort of randomly just did something that I'd never made before, and it went horribly wrong. And
right, so know what you do.
So
you know.
It's good that it's good if you're cooking for people.
It's the thought that counts, though, isn't it?
I think you have to.
If a bloke made me a dinner that went wrong, I'd still like him.
What's an optimum number of people, do you reckon?
mine are about 14 people.
I have about 30.
30?
Yeah.
Wow, and you have places to sit them all?
Yes. I mean, one week I overbooked by mistake. I had 42 people.
I know, that was a bit.
I stuck them in the shed.
Were they happy?
Yeah. They were very happy. They had their own private room. Yeah, I've got a nice shed.
Okay, that's handy. I'd have to put mine in the toilet or something, which wouldn't be nice.
Next door, next door.
I've used next door's fridges.
Really?
Yes. I suppose having understanding neighbours helps, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, you've got suddenly got lots of strangers turning up at your, particularly if you live in flats. I mean, it must.
Yes.
You know.
Mine's a ground floor flat, and I've asked my upstairs neighbours, and I've said, you know, is it too noisy? Do let me know if it's a problem. And they said, no, it's absolutely fine. So they're okay with it.
Has anyone ever complained and said, I didn't like that? Or
I've seen a couple of nasty anonymous comments on sites. And I don't even necessarily think they've come. They just like doing that. So, but mostly they don't complain. I think there's also, you're a little bit embarrassed to complain. It's like going around to a dinner party and then sending the food back. Would you do that?
And I presume they know the price before they come and all that sort of stuff.
For mine, they prepay on WeGotTickets.com.
Right.
They have to prepay for the prices. Because if they don't turn up, sometimes you get no shows. I know one week you had 10 no shows. And you spent all that money.
And there's like four people there. And I actually ended up just having
a lot.
I had dinner with the people instead of serving them.
So I was going to say, there's a point. If you're doing this at home, do you ever get to sit down and eat? Or are you just...
Yeah, I make this like ornate Japanese, vegetarian Japanese food at the secret ingredient. But at the end of every night, I'm dying for a piece of cheese on toast.
Yeah. But you're a vegetarian?
No, I was for years, but it's just easier with vegetarians. I've had quite a few sort of disgruntled meat eaters who've been dragged along by their girlfriends.
Yes, I've had that too.
Who've walked out going, that was absolutely fantastic. Like, I didn't realise that vegetables had so much flavour, kind of thing. It's been really exciting.
Because if I went to a Japanese restaurant, albeit in a council flat in London, I would expect some fish at least, I think.
There is a tiny bit of fish, but I have to ask people first.
Where can people find out more? Where can they find the details? Yours and all the others?
You can find about the others because I have a directory of the others on my blog.
Oh, really? So you're actually all in this together rather than competition?
Well, I'd like it for us all to be in together. I think some of us have better terms than others.
I'm a weird one with this because I've never been part of a thing. I'm just doing it because it's like a fun thing to do.
But see it as a new food revolution.
It is amazing, isn't it? It's a beautiful thing. Like, if anybody wants to start one, just do it immediately because it's just,
and let me know about it because I review the others.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so go on and tell us.
Okay, my food blog is www.marmitelover.blogspot.com.
That's long.
Marmitelover.blogspot.com. Yes, it's on Blogger. Or the title of the blog is The English Can Cook. So you can find out about mine, my menus, Horton's, and all the others on that.
Mine is just like type in the secret ingredient, or go to Facebook and type in the secret ingredient.
Do you do all the waiting as well, the serving? Or
my 15-year-old teen goth daughter does the waiting. It's very glaring, sulky.
Her waitressing is absolutely
slamming it down.
Well, it certainly put some ideas into my head.
Maybe I waited myself the other week, actually. That was brilliant. So funny. But I just had a no-show from the waitress.
Yeah, that happens
sometimes.
Turned
up at the last minute, and I had to sort of. It was insane that week.
Well, sometimes I get the diners to do it themselves.
It's DIY dining. It's just approaching 2 o'clock. It's time for the